Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DarkSide DNB kick weight carve workflow in Ableton Live 12, and then locking it into a proper jungle swing feel. So the goal here is not just to make drums hit hard, it's to make them breathe, roll, and move like underground drum and bass should. If you've ever had a kick that sounds decent on its own, but turns into mud the second the sub comes in, this lesson is for you. And if your groove feels stiff, overquantized, or too clean to feel like jungle, we're going to fix that too. We are working at 172 BPM, which is a really sweet spot for dark DNB and rollers. You can follow along with stock Ableton tools, and that's actually ideal for learning this workflow because it keeps the process clear. First, set up a simple session. Make one track for the kick, one track for your break chops or hats, and one track for your bass. If you like staying organized, put the drums into a drum group right away. That makes it easier to hear the relationship between each part, which is what this lesson is really about. Now start with a basic DNB foundation. Put the kick on beat 1, the snare on beats 2 and 4, and leave space for hats or breaks around that pattern. This gives you the classic frame before we start adding swing and character. And a quick teacher note here, don't rush to make it complicated. A clean foundation is what makes the later groove feel powerful instead of crowded. Next, choose a kick that works with a sub rather than against it. In dark DNB, the kick does not need to be an enormous sub monster. It needs impact, shape, and enough attitude to punch through the mix. Load a kick into simpler and set it to classic or one-shot mode. Then shorten the decay or release so the tail doesn't ring too long. You want a kick with solid energy in the low end, but not so much that it competes with the bass line. A good beginner target is a kick with strong punch somewhere around the 80 to 140 Hz area and a crisp transient at the front. If the kick feels soft, add a little saturator after simpler, just a small amount, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, with soft clip-on. That helps the kick read on smaller speakers without making it huge. Now we get to the heart of the lesson, the weight carve. This is where we shape the kick so it feels heavy, but still leaves room for the sub and bass. Put EQ 8 on the kick channel and listen to the kick in context with the bass, not in solo for too long. That's a big one. A kick that sounds perfect alone can be completely wrong in the track. Start by listening for boxiness or muddy overlap. If the kick feels cloudy, try cutting a little around 200 to 250 Hz. If it feels too clicky, back off some of the upper transient area between about 2 and 5 kHz. And if the kick needs more chest hit, a small boost around 90 to 120 Hz can help. But don't just boost by habit. Move the EQ point while the bass is playing and stop where the clash disappears. The right cut is the one that clears space with the least damage. This is also where layering can help. A lot of dark DNB kicks are really doing three jobs at once: a short sub-support layer, a punch layer, and a click layer. If one sample can't do all three cleanly, split the job instead of forcing one sound to carry everything. That's a very pro move, and it makes the mix easier right away. Now move to the bass. Keep the bass simple, clean, and mono. If you're using operator, a sine wave is perfect for the sub. If you want a deeper reese layer, you can use wave eatable, but keep the actual low end controlled. Put utility on the bass and make sure it stays mono. That keeps the low end image stable while you carve the kick. Then add a little sidechain compression from the kick to the bass. You do not need to overdo this. In fact, the best dark DNB sidechain is usually subtle. Use compressor or glue compressor, feed the kick into the sidechain input, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Attack can be quick, around 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release somewhere in the 60 to 140 millisecond range depending on the groove. The point is not to hear pumping. The point is to let the kick speak clearly while the bass steps back just enough. And that's the real trick behind the weight carve. You are not just making the kick louder. You are making space around it so it feels louder. Now let's add the jungle swing. This is important. Don't just slap global swing on everything and call it jungle. That usually ends up feeling generic, more like a house shuffle than a proper broken drum and bass groove. Instead, put the swing where the energy belongs, on hats, ghost notes, break chops, and small percussion details. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and try a subtle MPC-style 16th swing or a groove pulled from a break. Start gentle, maybe 10 to 30% amount. Apply it to your hats or break slices first, not the main kick and snare pattern. Keep the kick and snare more stable, and let the smaller details lean a little late or early. That push-pull is what gives you that jungle bounce. A good rule here is to keep one element slightly imperfect on purpose. Maybe one hat lands a touch late. Maybe one ghost snare is nudged a little early. Maybe a break slice is a little shorter than the others. Those tiny differences make the loop feel alive without sounding messy. That's the secret sauce. Now bring in a breakbeat. This is where the groove starts to feel authentic. Drag a break into Sampler or slice it in Drum Rack. You can trigger little fragments between the kick and snare, or use tiny fills at the end of 2-bar or 4-bar phrases. The point is to add movement and texture without fighting the kick. When you place the break, keep its low end out of the way. Use EQ8 to trim some at around 150 to 350 Hz if needed, and high pass it enough so it supports the groove instead of cluttering it. If the break starts to feel too thick, lower the clip gain before reaching for heavy compression. That's a really useful workflow habit. Clip gain first, plugins second. It gives your processing a more stable input and usually sounds cleaner. Now route the kick, hats, and break into a drum group or drum bus. On the bus, keep processing simple. A light EQ cleanup, a little glue compressor, maybe a touch of saturator, and that's it. You want glue, not smash drums. A good starting point is a 2-to-1 ratio on glue compressor, a fairly slow attack, auto or about 0.3 seconds release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive on saturator with soft clip-on. If the kick loses punch after bus processing, back off. In DNB, transient shape matters more than raw loudness. Now let's talk arrangement, because this groove needs to breathe over time. Dark DNB feels much more alive when the drums evolve a little every 8 bars. So automate something simple. You could open a filter on the break layer, increase saturator drive slightly before a drop, or mute the kick for 1 bar before bringing it back harder. Those small movements keep the tune feeling like it's rolling forward instead of looping mechanically. Here's a really useful arrangement idea. Bars 1 through 8 can stay relatively straight, with only subtle jungle swing. Bars 9 through 16 can bring in extra break chops and ghost notes. Then a later section can thin the kick for a beat or a bar, so when it returns, it lands harder. That kind of breath point makes the groove feel bigger without actually adding more elements. Before you call it done, check the low end in mono. Use utility on the master or bass bus and listen for any weird widening or kick disappearance. In dark DNB, mono compatibility matters a lot because the kick and sub are working so closely together. If the low end gets messy, narrow the sub, shorten the kick tail, reduce stereo on the bass, or tame the break's low frequencies a bit more. A good test is this. Does the kick still feel forward when the bass comes in? If it disappears, the carve is not finished yet. If the bass is still clear, the kick punches through, and the swing feels broken in rather than random, you're in the right zone. Let's finish with a quick recap. Build from a solid kick and snare foundation. Carve the kick's low end so it hits hard without masking the sub. Keep the true bass mono and controlled. Put jungle swing on hats, breaks, and ghost notes, not just everything at once. Use slight side chain, eck, and saturation to get clarity and weight. Check mono. Keep the drum bus punchy, and let the arrangement breathe. If your kick feels heavy, the sub still has room, and the groove feels human and rolling, then you've nailed the core dark DNB workflow. For homework, make a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM with one kick, one snare, one sub bass, and one break layer. Keep the kick strong without a huge low-end boost. Keep the bass mono and likely sidechained. Apply groove only to hats or break slices. Add one intentional off-grid hit that improves the feel. Then automate one thing across the 4 bars. Bounce the loop, and listen once in mono. And remember, the goal is not perfection. The goal is to make the drums feel clearer, heavier, and more alive. That's the sound. That's the vibe. And once you get this workflow into your hands, you can use it for rollers, jungle intros, drop sections, and switch-ups all day long.